Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Yuma, Perek Ches, in the middle of explaining Halacha Hey and the Oz B'Hadar Tshuvas Daf. It's on Nun Amar Aleph, about a third of the way in at the two dots with the words Simani Kelev Shaita, and the Oz B'Hadar Tshuvas Daf. It's on Nun Hey Amar Aleph, about a quarter of the way in, also at the two dots with those same words. And today's Daf sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Memsar, Basi Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Amma should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah is discussing how if a person is deathly ill or in danger of dying, we can feed them even on Yom Kippur, even something that's not kosher. However, we had a Machloikas regarding a Kelev Shaita, a mad or a rabid dog, whether or not we're allowed to feed a person from its chatzar kaved, even though that's not kosher, is that really 100% refuah or not? So we continue discussing this. Kelev Shaita, Simani Kelev Shaita, says the Gemara, or the simanim of a mad dog. How do we know this? Piv Pasuach, its mouth is open, Rivar Yoyred, its saliva is dripping out of its mouth, Aznov Seruchais, its ears are big and drooped over, Znovin Nosin Ben Shteyer Chaisov, its tail is in between its two legs, Mahalchot Stadin, it walks towards the side, Vakalav Mnoifchim Bay, and other dogs bark at it. And Yesham, some say, Af Hunaveach, it also barks. But in kol nishma, its voice, meaning its bark, can't be heard. And the question is, ma iske doden kelav shaita? How did this dog become mad in the first place? So Rav Shmuel, they argue, Chadam one says, ruach tzazazayil alav, it's just a ruach ra that came onto it. Whereas Vacharna Amar, the other one says, isha isak shafim, a woman who wants to do sorcery, ubadekas bay, she checks her sorcery on this dog, so it becomes crazy. Now we have a story about this. Germani avid Rav Yudan Sia, Germani, who's the eveder of Yudan Nasi, nishach kelav shaita, a kelav shaita bit him, vachilim chatzar kavet shalai, and they gave him from its chatzar kaved, but v'lein nisrapa, he wasn't healed. And another memra, miyamav, in all person's days, al yomer l'cha adam. A person shouldn't tell you, shenishach kelev shaita v'chaya, that a kelev shaita bit him and he lived. It's not possible. Also, shakatsu chavarbar v'chaya. It can't be that a chavarbar, which is some sort of snake, it's a crossbreed between a snake and its fardeya, bit somebody and he lived. Not possible. Lastly, shibatasai preda v'chaya, it can't be the person says that a mule kicked him and he lived. Uvad preda levana, this is specifically referring to a white mule. Now moving on to the next part, Mishnah asked the Gemara, "Minayin shesafik nefasha is doichas Hashabbos? How do we know that safik nefasha is doichas Hashabbos?" So Rav Osi b'shem Rav Yochanan, the pasuk tells us, "Ach es shabsoi say tishmayru," and the lashon of "ach" is miut, as it tells us that sometimes we are not to be shomer Shabbos, and that specifically when safik nefasha is. Now, istabai meimar, there are those that explain as follows: Amr Tay, the Torah tells us, "Chilul all of Shabbos, be mechalal one Shabbos for this person, v'hu yashem shomer Shabbos is harbe, and then he'll be able to keep many Shabbosais." Another member about this, Rav Zeira quotes Rav Chiyu, says b'shem Rav Yochanan, there's an alleyway, there's a whole area, a section that's populated completely by Gayim, and there's just one Yid that lives there. And house collapsed. We're allowed to start clearing away the stones being Mechal Shabbos because of that one Yid that lives there. The question is, Ad Eichon, up until where? How much are we allowed to clear away? So, there's two Amorim. Chad Amor, one of them says, Ad Chaitmai, we could clear away only up until his nose. Vachon Amor, the other one says, Ad Tiburai, up until his stomach. Tiburai literally is his navel. And really, there's no machlekes about this. The Amar Ad Chaitmai, the one that says we could clear away up until his nose, Behuda Havakayam. That's the way that he is, meaning we're clearing away stones and we come to his head and his nose first, so then we have to stop clearing away and we check his nose to see if he's breathing. If he is, we continue clearing away. If not, then we stop. And Manda Amar Atiburai, the one that says up until his stomach, that's Behuda Havarachin. If he's laying down and they're clearing away from his feet, so they clear away up until his stomach and then they could see if his stomach is moving, that would indicate whether or not he's breathing, and then that would tell us whether we continue clearing away or not. Now, Tani, we have a brisa, Hazar is Mishabach. Someone who hurries, he's full of alacrity, and he just does what he needs to do, is Mechal Shabbos in order to save a person's life, so he's praised. Vahanishal, somebody who has to be asked, this seems to be referring to a Dayan, so Meguna, he's Meguna, because he really should have already spoken about this publicly, that you don't have to ask. If it's Safik B'Koch Nefesh, you just go and do it. And Vahashayal, if a person himself goes to ask, should I do something to save this person's life? Harez a Shayfich Damim, he's considered a Shayfich Damim, because he shouldn't be asked. He should just be doing. And Tani, we have a brisa called up Rishushal Sakana. Anytime it's a matter of Sakana, Ein Oimrim, we don't say Yasu Dvarim Begayim or Bektanim, that we should have a guy do it or a katan should do it. El Afilu Begdaylim Afilu BeYisrael. Even someone who's a gadol, who's above bar mitzvah, and even a yid, it doesn't make a difference because we're talking about pikuach nefesh. It's Sakana, so we just go and do it. And on base on top, Ma'aseh, there's a story. Shenafal Dalekab Chatzer Shal Yosi Ben Simai B'Shichin. That a fire started in the Chatzer of Yosi Ben Simai in this place called Shichin. V'yardu Bnei Chatzer Shal Tzipirin L'Chabaisai. And Bnei Chatzer Tzipirin came down to extinguish it. These Bnei Katzra were people from the government, and the reason why they went to Yosi ben Simai's chatzar is because he was an apotropos of the king, and so they went to go help him, but he didn't allow them. Amar, he said as follows, Hanichu l'gabai shigbes chayvai, allow the gabai, which is Hashem, to collect his chayv. I must be deserving of some sort of punishment, so just allow the fire to burn. And miyad, right away, what happened? Kasher olav anon, a thick cloud formed, it started raining, v'kibo, and it extinguished the fire on its own. Now, on Matzah Shabbos, he sent each one of the people that came to help, Asela, Uli Farchal Shalhen, and to their commander, to their ruler, Chamishim Dinner, he sent him 50 dinner. Now, Omer Chamim said about this, Lo Yitzar Chlasis Kain, he didn't have to do this. There's a halacha with Shabbos that Ein Oymer L'Chabos, but Ein Oymer L'Loy L'Chabos. You're not allowed to tell him, go extinguish. But you also don't have to tell him not to extinguish it. And since they came on their own, he could have allowed them to extinguish it. Another story, Chad Naftai, Hava Megire Drab Yaina. There was a person who sold Nafta, which is highly flammable, in the neighborhood of Rav Yaina. He was actually his next door neighbor. And Naflas Deliksa, Bim Giruse Drab Yaina. A fire started in the storage house of Rav Yaina, and Azal Hu Naftaya by Metapsa. This Naftaya, the fellow that sold Nafta, wanted to go extinguish it. But Volei Shavke Rav Yaina, Rav Yaina didn't allow him. So Amalei, the fellow, told Rav Yaina, Begadach Midali, your luck is mine. Meaning, whatever happens to you is going to affect me. If you allow it to burn in your property, it might come over to me and burn all my stuff down. So Amalei, Rav Yaina told him, "In, not a problem. I accept upon myself your stuff as well. So if something happens to it, I'll pay you for it. No worries." And what happened? Vishtez of Kula, everything ended up getting saved. And one more story, reviewed in the Kfar Ami, Paras Gulse Al Gadisha, he took his coat and spread it out on a pile because a fire was coming close. Vinura Arkamineas Prabhu Girsa, and the fire ended up running away from it, meaning it didn't get burned. And moving on to Halachavav, Mishnah now discusses various levels of kapara. Chatos v'asham vadai mechaprim. When a person brings a carbon chatos or an asham vadai, which is an asham which is brought for definitely being over on certain averos, so those are mechaper for the person. And Rechaim Kanievsky adds in that pashtas the person also did tshuva, because why else would they bring a carbon if not for the fact they did tshuva? The Mishnah continues, misav yom kippur mechaprim ima tshuva. If a person dies or going through yom kippur, that's mechaper with tshuva. Now what about tshuva itself throughout the year? So tshuva mechaper es al averos akalos. Tshuva is mechaper for lighter averos, which is al asei v'alois asei, and al chamurois hitayla. It hangs a person's fate in balance regarding chamur averos ad shiav yom kippurim until yom kippur comes along v'chaper, and then that's mechaper even for averos chamurois. Says the Gemara Taman Taninon over there, we learned in the Mishnah this is in the beginning of Sechas Shavuos, the valzadi mikdash ugdashav, regarding being over mikdash ugdashav, which has to do with tuma in the base of mikdash, sar hanasa befnim v'yom kippur mechaper. The sar hanasa befnim, which is one of the chatayos panimios, that and yom kippur is mechaper. Val shar averos shebetayra, all other averos in the Torah, and pay attention to the order over here because we're going to be asking on it. Kalos v'chamurois, the ones that are lenient and the ones that are chamur. Zidonos ushkagos, ones that are done on purpose and ones that were done b'shaygeg. Hayda v'loy hayda, ones he knew about and ones that he didn't know about. Asay v'lois asay, asays and lois asays. Krisos u'misas bezdin, ones that he would be chayv karis for u'misas bezdin. Sar mishtalech mechaper, the sar which is sent down and thrown off the cliff, that's mechaper for all these. Ask the Gemara, loyhi kalos asay v'lois asay, loyhi chamurois krisos u'misas bezdin. Doesn't Mishnah seem to be repetitive? Because we know that kalos are asays and lois asays, and chamurois are krisos u'misas bezdin. But the Mishnah groups them differently. First, the Mishnah says kalos chamurois, and then it says krisos u'misas bezdin. How can we understand this? So, Yehuda Amar, he clarifies, kinam asisa, this is what the Mishnah is telling us. Hakalos v'chamurois. First of all, you should know about kalos and chamurois. Ois and hakalos, regarding the kalos, bein shason bezadin, bein shalei shason bezadin, whether he did them b'mezid or he didn't do them b'mezid, that's the next lesson in the Mishnah of hazdainois. Then, oison hashgagois, that's the proper girsa. In regarding the ones that were done b'shaygeg, that's the next lesson in the Mishnah of shgagois, bein shen izvad aloi bahen, bein shalei izvad aloi bahen, whether he found out about them or he didn't find out about them, and that's the lesson right afterwards. It says, hoida v'aloi hoida. Then after the Mishnah just said that, which is extremely detailed regarding all the kalos and chamurois, if he did a b'shaygeg or b'mezid, then the Mishnah goes on to clarify, Elohina kalos, which ones are the kalos, asei v'lois asei, and Elohina chamurois, which ones are the chamurois, krisus misas bezden. So this Mishnah is not arguing with ours, it's just pausing in between when it says kalos and chamurois, and then asei and lois asei, just to clarify a little bit more about the kalos and chamurois and different levels of mezid and shaygeg. We further clarify this, k'shem shasara nasa b'fnim, mechaper al hazdainos, just like the sara nasa b'fnim, that's mechaper for averos that were done on purpose, v'toila al hashgagos, regarding ones that a person did b'shaygeg, it hangs a person's fate in balance, b'davar shesh b'chiyuv karbon, that's regarding something that has a chiyuv karbon, so he could bring a karbon. So in regards to these, afsara mishtaleach mechaper, even the mishtar mishtaleach is mechaper completely, and then there's no requirement for a karbon. Ask the Gemara, hold on, nicha loy hayda, this is all good if a person did not know that he was over the avera, so he can't possibly bring a karbon, therefore we could say the mishtar mishtaleach is mechaper for that. But hayda, if he knew about the avera, and b'mela that means he knows that he's chayv to bring a karbon chatos, loy kein taninon, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? This is Maseches Krisus, chayv chatos ve'ashamais vadayin, somebody who's chayv a karbon chatos, or an asham vadai, she'avar aleim yom kippurim, the yom kippur passed already, nonetheless, chayavin, they still have to bring that karbon chatos or asham vadai. Whereas b'chayv ve'ashamais tluyin, if a person's chayv an asham talui, which is asham that a person brings when he's besafik, he doesn't know if he was over an avera, so b'turin, only that person is potter for bringing this asham talui after yom kippur. So we clearly see from this Mishnah that if a person knows that he's chayav achatas, of course he has to bring it even after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur's not mechaper for him. So Rabbi Mechi, he answers, then we had quoted before that the Sar Mishtaleach is mechaper for a person that needs to bring a carbon, that's specifically referring to an Asham Taloi, Bein Shin Izvad Aloi Bohen, Bein Shiloin Izvad Aloi Bohen, whether or not he ended up finding out that he's chayav in Asham Taloi, either which way, once it passed Yom Kippur, he does not have to bring that Asham Taloi. And then that fits with the Mishnah from Krisis that we just quoted. If it has to do with a chatas or an Asham Vadai, if he knows about it, Yom Kippur doesn't do anything for that, he has to bring the chatas or Asham Vadai after Yom Kippur. It's only regarding an Asham Taloi. Even if he discovered that he needs to bring an Asham Taloi, once it goes through Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to bring it anymore because the Sar Mishtaleach is mechapa for him. Now these next two lines of V'lom Aloi Amr B'shalayin Esvad Aloi Bohen Milsay Amr V'afil Loin Esvad Aloi Bohen Yom Kippur Mechaper, we're going to put these on pause for now and come back to them in just a little bit. So Gemara continues with this. Taman Tanin over there, we learned in a Mishnah in Mesechus Krisus, Al Elu, regarding these are 36 different averas that a person would be chayav kares for. The Mishnah concludes by telling us, chayavan al zdainon kares, if a person did them b'mezid, so he's chayav kares, v'al she'gasan, if he was over them b'shoigeg, chatos, so he brings a carbon chatos, v'aloi hoida shalhem, and if he doesn't even know if he was over them, he has a safek if he was over, but he doesn't know for sure he was over, so asham taloi, he brings an asham taloi, and that hangs his fate in balance, he doesn't get punished, but he still might get yisurim, and his fate is in balance until he discovers whether or not he actually did the avera. Now the question is as follows, v'loi kvar kippur yom kippurim, wasn't yom kippur ready mechaper for him? This is specifically talking about two of those things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, eating and doing malacha on yom kippur, and the Mishnah just concluded that he would have to bring an asham taloi. The problem is, if he ate or worked on yom kippur, isn't yom kippur mechaper for that? As we just said before, that even if he's chayav an asham taloi, once he goes through yom kippur, he doesn't have to bring it anymore. So the Gemara answer is, non alpha but alpha on top. Reb Shimon says, b'shem Reb Levi Savaya, b'mayrud b'yom kippurim himas nisa. That Mishnah is talking about where he was mired on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur itself, he said, I don't care about Yom Kippur. I'm not interested in being mechaper for me. And he ate or he did malacha. So over there, of course, Yom Kippur is not mechaper for him. And after Yom Kippur, if he ended up having charat and he wanted to do tshuva, so then he would bring an asham taloi. Now we go back to the words that we had skipped. Again, that's a nun amud beis, four lines up from the bottom. So here the Gemara asks, v'lam aloi amar, why didn't we just answer the question as follows by saying, b'shaloi nizvad aloi bohen? It's where he didn't know that he was over b'safek, and that's why he would still have to bring an asham taloi, because he didn't yet know that he was chayav it. And since the Mishnah did not say that, milsei amra, this tells us afilu loynis vadalei bohen yom kippur mechaper, that even if he didn't know about it, yom kippur is mechaper. Now going back to non alpha and alpha on the top, the second line, asay, if a person is over an asay, for example, he didn't shake lulav on sukkas, so afal pisha loyasa tshuva, even if he didn't do tshuva, yom kippur is mechaper. Whereas loyasa asay, what about if he's over a loyasa asay? So Shmuel says b'shem was era v'husha asa tshuva, yom kippur is only mechaper if he did tshuva. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, continue to discuss a person doing averus and tshuva being mechaper. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.